Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those coming up in just a moment, so stay with us. We're back right after this.
The Gallagher name offers tremendous credibility both in college athletics and in wheat farming in the Southern Plains. Now the Gallagher variety has a descendant. Introducing Smith's Gold, a hard winter wheat variety developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Smith's Gold offers dual protection against Hessian fly and green bug, as well as increased resistance to stripe rust. And Smith's Gold's milling and baking quality is as good as gold. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
The John Deere 5E Series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor. And if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering 73117, residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions, as exclusions and limitations apply.
Welcome back. Sharp gains in cattle futures today created a welcome surprise to the market, which started out with a defensive tone. This lack of support throughout the complex continued to focus on the potential for increased market activity, as well as the potential of hitting trade limits before closing bell. Corn prices were higher in light trade today. July corn futures about a cent lower. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 41 points higher. NASDAQ up 2 points. In live cattle, triple-digit gains continued to hold throughout the live cattle complex following the morning surge in feeder cattle trade, which helped to pull live cattle futures higher. The potential for limit higher trade activity started to develop following what seemed to be a bearish start and created some concerns that increased cattle placements would weaken the overall long-term outlook of the market for the rest of the summer. In feeder cattle, aggressive buyer support took over at midday across feeder cattle trade, with August futures holding a $3 per hundredweight rally. This move counters earlier morning losses that focused on the bearish cattle on feed report and increased placement levels seen in the Friday report. But the inability for traders to continue to hold the market lower quickly allowed a flurry of buyer activity to move back to the market, and grain futures were mixed today, but the underlying bearish tone of the market remained intact following last week's sell-off. While the trade began positioning ahead of the first day notice for July and USDA reports, current markets were all about weather. Meanwhile, corn prices posted modest gains today, following Friday's break to new 38-week lows in December futures. The break stimulated some export demand, though the U.S. is facing competition from big South American crops expected to linger into the fall. Soybeans bounced back a little after Friday's plunge to new lows for the year. Meanwhile, November futures tried to take out Friday's first step in the recovery. Wheat prices, though, were mixed. Winter wheat contracts saw follow-through selling overnight that took prices below last week's lows, but Minneapolis futures made new contract highs overnight. And that's a check of all your agricultural markets for this afternoon. I'm Carson Horn here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.